Anita Gagan, chair of the West Waterford Festival of Food, a pleasure to be talking to you.
And to you too, Oliver. Really nice to chat to you.
What a huge weekend coming up. Something for everybody on a packed agenda.
Yeah, we have an absolutely huge programme this year. We have events for everybody. We have events that are free. The whole town is going to be on fete, right throughout the square, down towards Walton Park, out to the N25. The whole town is going to be full. We've dozens of stalls, lots of amusements, fire eaters, goodness knows what, lots of free events, and also lots and lots of dinners, food trails, anything you can think of to do with food, we have it covered this weekend. Competitions, all kinds of things.
I'm looking at some of the geographic locations. Tallow, Stradbally, Lismore.
Yeah, we're going right from the Cork borders, from Tallow, right down through Lismore, Capoquin, Dungarvan, Stradbally, and down to Moncongreve, which is only a few miles from Waterford City. And we have events on in each of them. Really nice breakfast this year in Moncongreve. As you know, it's just been newly opened. Back up to Stradbally, lovely afternoon tea going on there. Another very nice afternoon tea up in Lismore. And then we have, I think it's six food trails this year, extending right out to Ring, Ardmore, Blackwater Valley, and out to Tallow.
Great stuff. Now, you've one little change this year, and that was just circumstances beyond your control, given the weather we've been having up to now, and that is Walton Park.
Yeah, we were going to have lots of events in Walton Park this year, but there was an inspection done this morning, and that actually is too wet to withstand everybody.
Can I say your farm visits as well have proved really successful over the last couple of years?
Oh, the farm visits sell out in minutes. These are family farm buses. We have two of them going on the Friday afternoon. One of them goes out to Gillian O'Sullivan's farm and Clotilde Kiley's. Gillian O'Sullivan, as you know, won Farmer of the Year a few years ago. Clotilde Kiley has the most amazing farm with chickens and ducks and vegetables.
You name it.
And then the other one goes out, the Ring direction goes out to Costin's farm and also to Gary Mara. Very interesting setups as well. Sold out straight away. Unfortunately, there's no tickets left, but maybe next year.
Do you know what? You have not only a great festival, but I think a very unique festival and something that you've carved out over the years. This is your 14th year.
This is our 14th year, and we've been very fortunate because people in Dungarvan are up for anything. So a lot of the success of the festival here is, okay, we have great creatives. We have Paul Flynn, we have Eunice Power, we have many others. But we also have fantastic volunteers. Anytime you ask anybody to do anything, they'll just volunteer.
Hugely important.
So it's hugely important, but we're based in the community. Everybody really likes this. It's everybody's festival. And I think that's what makes it so successful.
Well, I think you've hit the nail on the head there. Anita Gagan, chair of the West Waterford Festival of Food. Have a fantastic weekend. It's an amazing offering. It really is. And best of luck to you and yours. And thank you for flying the flag for Waterford so well.
Thank you very much, Oliver. Talk to you soon.